Nancy Gauchi. She's up in the mezzanine.
Oh, I'm in the DJ booth right now.
She went, yeah, she went to the DJ and said, "Hey, can you play Fat Man Scoop?"
Got your hands up.
Gauchi, are you a chicken head?
Oh, Gauchi's not a chicken head. Come on.
Come on now.
I never knew there was a guy with so much hair.
Yeah, it's your boy.
It's your boy, Petey Boy. Welcome to another episode.
Dude, the club is going off right now.
It was. We're fucking in the VIP,
Larry. Man.
Are you sure this doesn't sound muffled?
No, you sound good, dude.
Because you sound loud. I can barely hear me.
Okay, I think you sound good, dude.
Really?
Yeah. Right. You're good. You're good.
The levels are up,
yeah.
So that goes out to Little Gouch.
Little Gouch.
Long-time listener.
Gouch in the studio. Buddy, good to see you.
Yeah,
happy,
man.
Did
we talk after Thanksgiving?
I don't think we did talk after Thanksgiving.
No, Dallas lost. Miami lost.
Yeah.
Me and the fridge are depressed.
Yeah.
Those are both our teams.
How about the New York Giants?
Dude, why would you? I
feel really bad for Eli Manning.
Listen.
It's such a shame. I feel like I watched him get castrated.
Well, the thing is that, and I get it,
McAdoo.
He wants to see Geno Smith, and he's got to see the kid that they just drafted. Smith is not the future, though.
I know.
All right?
Yeah.
But they drafted a rookie.
Right.
It was Eli's choice to sit out because he's like, look, if you're going to start the whole game, because he has a streak going on.
Yeah, of course.
So, McAdoo said, look, we'll start you and then bench you at the half.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, I personally,
that's not a real streak,
but I don't think it's they're benching him because of the performance. And my little brother, I'm not a Giant fan.
Right.
But Eli is the least of their problems.
Right, exactly.
I mean, he doesn't have his receivers in. The O-line is shot.
Yeah,
There's no running game.
It's a mess over there.
But I think my brother was like, look, why would you play him?
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to risk getting off for what? He's not making the playoffs.
No.
You know what I mean? And they got to start looking at the future, and they got to bring that new kid in. I'm like, well, then just start the new kid.
Right.
Geno Smith isn't the future.
No.
And Eli's not the problem. So whether it's to preserve him – I don't know, man. I feel bad for the kid. I'm a big Eli fan, even though I hate him.
No, he's great.
I can't stand him. He's made me cry as an adult.
Yeah, but he's, he's fucking Eli.
Yeah, man.
Clutch. Couple Super Bowl rings.
Like Michael Rapaport said, the somehow, some way, Eli Manning. And it's true. As a Cowboys fan and watching them two times a year.
Yeah.
Since that kid finds a way to win,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
And it's those intangibles that you can't teach. And the kid is unbelievable. But you know what? He's getting older. I get it. But I don't know, man.
Yeah.
There's a lot of disarray over there.
It's pretty crazy, though.
Not worse than my team.
No. Hey.
My brother has a theory on this. I just think personally that it's the play calling. Fridge, you're the only one that's going to care because you're a Cowboys fan. But the it's like we've gone away from just playing football. It's always all these. I think Jason Garrett complicated the offense.
Mm-hmm.
My brother thinks Dak is playing scared after those fucking six sacks against Atlanta.
Right, right.
I mean, dude, the Cowboys are not looking good. I mean, no more Sean Lee. He's out.
Yeah.
The Eagle fans, on the other hand, flying high.
Dude, it's amazing.
But then there's a video going around where the whole stadium. Did you see that video?
No. What is it?
They're pelting these San Francisco. They're playing San Francisco.
Yeah.
And there's like two people sitting there in San Francisco, and they're pelting them with snowballs.
Oh.
Like the whole fucking stadium.
That's like 70,000
people. And I'm sitting there going,
pelting two
that's
people.
Why you don't win shit.
Yeah.
Your karma's garbage.
Man.
And you I mean, it's not one person.
Yeah.
They're getting – pull it up. Take a look at it.
Dude, and I bet you –
put San Francisco fans getting pelted by Eagle fans. I
bet you the snowballs had like D batteries inside of them.
I don't know if this was from last year, this year, but it was going around. And it's like that's what they do. And it's the reason why I love them. I have a love-hate relationship with them.
Oh, man. I gotta look at this. But that's what they're known for, the Eagles.
I do. I have a love-hate relationship for them.
Oh, yeah. This video is from 2009. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, buddy.
I'm saying shit like that. So this year,
oh my dude, the rate of snowballs coming in. There's, you can't beat that incoming fire.
Yeah, no, it was from a while ago.
Guys, yeah, just you should YouTube Philadelphia Eagles versus San Francisco 49ers.
It's hilarious.
They call it snowball fight, but there's only, it's a one-sided.
Yeah, the whole stadium's hitting.
Oh my god.
So Eagle fans again, keep your mouth shut. Don't do any of this stuff for the rest of the season.
And, dude, I've never seen how many.
Dude, they're known for that. When I was in Texas
but
Stadium,
the incoming fire. It looks like it's fake.
And this is from my own eyes, Pete. So this isn't hearsay. There's no video of this.
Oh my
okay?
god!
Okay, I was in Texas Stadium. Mm-hmm. All right, and there was the night Donovan McNabb scrambled all over the. I mean, they fucking abused us.
Yeah,
and there was a family sitting down in the tier, a man, a wife, and his little girl and son, and they started throwing beers on the family.
Oh my gosh.
And and I told you the story when we were leaving, there was all these fucking Guido Philly guys.
Yeah.
Got in a fight. They got their ass kicked by two rednecks.
Oh, good. Good for them.
Because they were drunk and being fucking jerk-offs.
Oh, man.
But me and my brother were watching the fight going, you know, who do we jump in with?
Like, I can't.
I mean, the Philly guys, even though they're not Cowboy fans, that's still our ilk. And then I'm like, but then, you know, the rednecks, the two Cowboys are fucking in the right. We just watched them get annihilated.
Oh, my God. Dude, this video is amazing.
Isn't it crazy?
They had to leave. They're actually leaving.
Yeah, they're laughing as they're throwing them out of the stadium.
Oh, my gosh.
They had to. They were going to get fucking murdered.
Oh, man.
And it's not like it's like a couple.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That video is amazing.
But that's the type of karma that they have.
Yeah.
So we're going to see where the rest of the season goes. The Saints are playing great. I do like Drew Brees.
Yeah.
I like Philip Rivers too. I mean, they fucked the Cowboys up, but you know, Phil Rivers is a good dude. He's a great guy. Good quarterback. You know, it just hurts when he throws for over 400 yards against your team.
Yeah,
I'm not happy. And then the Canes. I don't know. Well, you don't follow college football.
No, not at all.
Well, just to give you an example, the whole playoff system's in disarray right now.
Okay.
Okay. You had Alabama that was Georgia that was number one a few weeks back, and then they lost to Auburn. Okay.
Okay.
And then Auburn, then they move. Miami beat Notre Dame. Miami goes up. You had it's just all over the place. So now Alabama lost again. They dropped to six, I think. Clemson is now number one. Miami's out of the top five because they lost to Penn State,
right,
which was a unranked team.
Right.
I think Wisconsin moved up because they're undefeated, even though they have a weaker schedule. And Oklahoma's in there, I believe. Now, if Miami beats Clemson, everything's all fucked up.
Right.
We don't know what the playoff system's going to look like.
Right.
Now, Alabama, in all of their glory, always plays the weakest schedules. They always get a bye week before. They're all over. They play Mercer. I mean, like, they play these easy setup schedules, and the NCAA loves Alabama.
Right.
And they love Notre Dame, right? And they love Ohio State.
Yep.
And I think Ohio State, Auburn's playing Georgia again. So Auburn has two losses. They beat Georgia. I don't know if they could beat them twice. And then Ohio State is playing Clemson.
Okay.
So if Ohio State beats Clemson, it's fucking exciting.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
But my team, Miami, doesn't travel well.
No.
You know what that means, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, they don't have that.
Thank you for that. Thank you for checking in with me.
Well,
on
because,
that one.
You know, when the BCS was running everything, Notre Dame could go fucking 6-6 and they'd get a bowl because it's a lot of money. There's a lot of Notre Dame fans, a lot of Ohio State fans.
Right, right.
A lot of Alabama fans.
Right, right.
You know, the history entrenched in these two teams is far exceeds. You know, Miami's, I think, only got 11,000 to 15,000 students total.
Right.
At the University of Miami. Mm-hmm. So most of their fans are local. And they don't sell out. They don't travel. It's not what it used to be. But it's all over the place, man. I just hope Miami beats Clemson.
Yeah.
If Miami can get in the playoffs, I think they can win, man.
Well, shout out to Miami, dude.
Well, they played like shit, though.
We'll see.
But it was bittersweet. My best friend's the D-line coach at Penn State.
There you
Pitt.
Go.
Did I say Penn State? It was Pitt.
Pitt.
An unranked Pitt. And then my best friend's a D-line coach over there. So it was bittersweet. I was happy he got his win.
Nice, dude.
I'm all over the place, Pete.
It's all good, man.
Yeah, he got me upset.
No, it's all good, man. I'm happy that
you had to bring up the fucking football.
I'm happy that we're both here, and we didn't get fired from any sort of sexual harassment allegations or anything. They're dropping like flies, Brett. I'll tell you. Yeah, Matt Lauer today is gone. And then this other guy, the Prairie Home Companion guy, Garrison Keillor. I was never a fan of this guy. He's an old-timey person that was on NPR. He looks like a fucking – look at this guy. He looks like a – I don't know.
Looks like a British comic.
Yeah. He does look like a British comic. His face looks like an old catcher's mitt.
He looks like a guy that would like do a bit like – and then I told him, I says – I mean, where's the water rate? And then, do some clever shit.
Dude, but it's crazy. It's happening. So true reckoning happening with that, but we don't need to talk about it. I'm just happy to be here, buddy.
Well, I thought you were going to get me fired.
Hey, I thought, you know.
I keep doing all about your big cock.
Right, right. Well,
which we got to put it on the Patreon.
Funny enough, in the structure of our show, there's no one for me to issue a complaint with. So I, you know, I just have to take it.
Well, you do have to take it. You're gonna take that shit, bitch. Let's.
I'm outraged.
Let's put. I want to put some songs on.
You can put some songs on. I want to shout out Steamboat Willie. Just joined the Patreon page.
Did he really?
Steamboat Willie. Yeah, he's a great kid. Kyle Aronofsky. Shout out to Tom's River. Newly single, by the way.
What happened?
Yeah,
How do you know all this shit?
I'm in touch. I'm in touch with the listeners, bro. I'm in touch with the listeners. But yeah, newly single. So he's jumping on the dating apps, and his profile picture is the picture of him at Maruka's with like a slice of Maruka's.
So wait, he's single now?
He's single. Singling it up.
We got to be the only podcast that pretty much knows our listeners.
Yeah, knows the marital status and like the personal relationships that are happening around.
We have five listeners.
Yeah, I know everything that's going on, dude. I know what's up, man.
Our numbers are doing good, though.
Fucking
right?
Anna D's nuts is pissed about this tax reform bill, and you know,
is she really?
Yeah, she's not happy with it.
I don't know enough about it.
She's saying her taxes are going to go up. She's not happy about it. You know,
I don't know enough.
Yeah,
well, I don't know anything. I just learned about the net neutrality.
Yeah, I know, which you still don't believe.
I don't know. I read the pros and cons of both.
Yeah,
there's good arguments on both sides.
Well, I'll tell you what, the arguments for it are definitely not to affect us.
Well, they're still fucking us anyways with the broadband. You can't just get basic broadband. There's levels that you have to pay.
Right,
it's the same thing.
Right, yeah, but this would be, you know, like we well, like
I'm
we
saying
discussed.
It's the same fucking thing. They're still doing the same thing.
Yeah, but you know, it's a whole thing there. But I mean,
I don't operate on what if and what could be.
Right.
It's more of what has happened in the past and what's going on now.
Right.
So, you know, you have to take action. And then if they abuse that, you take more action. But again, I still don't know enough about it. So,
dude, I also want to mention, is it cool that.
Can I just. Yeah, let me see it real quick.
OK.
I want to talk about it.
Because we've tried it and I love it.
Well, I can't. You.
Well, no, you try it. You don't like the super hot. This isn't the super hot.
It's not that I don't like it. I can't eat it. I get murdered, bro.
Well, I'll tell you what. I am a new fan of a hot sauce that came into the studio.
Well, let me just explain what happened.
Okay.
So I was the other night. This was because I I'm done shooting now. I'm done.
I know. You're back.
I'm wrapped. So I'm here for it till the 21st.
That's a wrap on Brett, guys. Wrap on Brett. Yeah. I wasn't there for it, so I'm going to recreate
it. I have it on video, bro. Oh, yeah. So we can play it. No, so they go, Brett, you got a package. So I go, all right. So I open it up.
Yeah.
And I had no idea this was coming. And I saw this, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? And then I was afraid to try it.
Uh-oh, don't be
scared.
Well, because
I'm like, I don't know somebody could have fucking poisoned me.
Right.
So then I did the math, and I'm like, oh, okay, this has got to do something with the podcast. And then I showed you the bottle.
Oh,
and you're like, oh, fuck yeah, it came.
Yeah, fucking Loeffner.
Then you explained me who it was.
Dan Loeffner. Dan Bear Pig Sauce Company.
Dan Tiki Torture, man.
Oh, yeah. So the thing is this. So he was like, you know, I got some stuff that'll melt your face, and I have some other stuff. And I told him, I said, Brett's kind of a pussy with the hot sauce. And he says, I'll send the Tiki Torture. It's roasted pineapple and habanero sauce. Not too hot at all. And I got to tell you, I love this sauce. I'm a huge fan of it. So shout out to Dan Loeffner. If I had a website that you can go to, I'd plug it. But it's a good sauce. It's a good – oh, Brett's having it, right?
Yeah, and it's still too hot. It's still too fucking hot.
I love it.
It's so good, though.
It's really good. So, Dan Bear Pig Sauce Company.
Dan, listen, buddy.
Loeffner, loving it.
Fuck. Why did I do that
again? He just took a shot of it. He's crying now. He's crying.
Fuck.
He's crying.
I gotta get some water.
Oh, man. That's what happens. But I want to shout out Dan for sending the sauce. If you guys have any products you guys want to send us to try, we're down for it. But I can tell you this. This is coming home with Daddy today because I'm
– I can't do
it. Dude, I'll put this on, you know, any of the Mexican stuff I make at home.
I'm not even saying it, man.
I do it with the beans. Fucking – dude, anything with a pita.
Do you know what a pussy I am with this shit? I can't even eat, I can't even do mild.
Do you do red pepper chili flakes at all?
I can do
the hot red?
A little of it.
A little fucking goonzoline?
A little bit, man.
A little bit, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're recovering. You look good now. Now it looks like, we've got some blood to your face.
It's not even that hot.
I know. It's not even that hot. It's not even that hot. He's got all sorts of different kind of sauces, so make sure you check that out. So I want to thank Dan Loeffner for that. And, Dan, I'm sorry, buddy. This thing was sitting in the Comedy Store for a long time, and we didn't know.
People were like, "Yeah, you got a package."
Yeah.
So I don't know how long it's been here.
Oh, it's been here for a while. Been here for a while, but...
Fuck!
But I'll tell you what, it's,
dude, it's so good.
it's good
That's
stuff.
That's why I did it twice.
Pineapple habanero.
Like, I knew it was going to be hot.
Yeah.
And I did it
but
twice.
You went for it.
I did it twice.
Yeah, you're the man. You're the man. So thank you so much, Dan, for that. But yeah, that's us catching up on our listeners right there. So we encourage you to stay connected, guys. Speaking of listeners, we had a listener that brought up an amazing list idea that I think we should do.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm like, that's a great idea.
If you think – now, here's the thing. I'm going to just try to – if I could bring up the actual tweet.
Carlos would love this list.
Oh, because Carlos is a movie guy.
Let's call him.
Yeah,
see if he's here.
Let's call Carlos. Let's
Does this record if it comes on?
I think you can just – yeah, you can plug it into – you can plug your phone in there, I think, maybe. We'll try it. Put it on speaker and see
if
it works.
But,
yeah, we had a good suggestion.
Oh, wait, it's ringing.
Oh, dude, it's ringing. Let's see if we can
see if we can listen.
Yeah.
Hey, Carlos. Wait, hold on.
What's up, man?
He's on.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, dude, you're live. You're live on the podcast. Our first call in years.
This works.
Carlos Rodriguez in the studio. What's up, buddy?
By the way, this kid's got the cakest job ever.
Oh, dude. Yes. Yeah. Oh, of course. He's not even working right now, and he's working.
Yeah,
Hear us kind of clear or no?
I can hear you pretty clear. Pete sounds like he's far away though.
Yeah,
but I hear you pretty clear.
If I put it on speaker,
no. Yeah, leave it like that. You know, you can do most of the talking to Carlos if you want. But
so here's what we're doing, Carlos. This is the list. We're gonna do
Devin tweeted the top 10 movies you need to watch before you turn 25.
The top 10 movies that you need. Okay.
That you need to see before you turn 25. So these are movies that should be shaping you before you come of age, basically. You know, what are your thoughts on that list?
Okay, I'm thinking like right off the top of my head, you'd have to go like
Rocky,
Never Ending
absolutely
Story.
Rocky. Go ahead.
Oh, not Rocky.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. What was that?
I said Never Ending Story.
Amazing Story.
No, Never Ending Story. That's a good one.
Oh yeah, Never Ending Story.
Oh, dude.
Amazing Stories. You know what Amazing Stories was, anybody?
No.
Yeah, that was a Steve Spielberg shit.
Yeah, it was a series.
Dude, Never Ending Stories is a great call. I think that should be on the list for sure. What about Princess Bride?
I don't know.
No,
maybe.
Pretty Lady.
I just got hated on for that one. Never Ending Stories definitely.
Stand By Me. You got to check out Stand By Me.
Stand By Me is great. Oh, that's a great coming of age story.
Yes.
It's about five Mexicans that try and cross the border.
And no one wants to stand by anybody.
And nobody wants to be near them. Is that why you chose that, Carlos?
No, that's Stand and Deliver.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Ganas. Do you have Ganas?
That's another. What about one that you have to see before you're 25. Apparently, people like a lot of these new kids don't like Goonies. I've been hearing hella bad feedback about Goonies.
From who? What? What fucking ASO people have you been talking to?
I'll tell you, though, the kids these days, they, you know, that's the thing about this list, man. It's kind of tough to think, you know, it's because it's a different generation right now. These are movies, I mean, we're kind of older, So these are the movies that we would be suggesting. I mean, I would suggest Goonies or, you know, Breakfast Club or something like that. But maybe it's a generational thing. Maybe they're just going to be like, no, She's All That is number one. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know.
That's my wife.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, you know. What about Goodfellas? Goodfellas. I think that's a classic movie.
Oh, yeah.
You should know those characters.
I seen Goodfellas when I was about 10. That should save me.
What would you prefer, Goodfellas or American Me, Carlos? Which one?
Or
Blood In, Blood Out?
Well, in American Me, they'd be busting cheeks, so I think I'm going to have to go with that one.
Yeah, dog, yeah.
yeah. They'd be getting in there.
They'd be fucking booty holes in that one.
What about movies like...
Hell yeah.
More modern...
Eating rice.
More modern, like maybe like Napoleon Dynamite or something like that.
Fuck out of here.
You learn a little bit about individuality and shit.
It's not individuality.
You know.
Some weird shit.
some goofy ass
white boy shit.
you know what the trip I was thinking about this the other day was you know that a Christmas movie right now, since it's Christmas time, that's a Christmas movie, it's a horror flick though, it's Gremlins.
It's good. I mean, I don't know if I would recommend that for every... I would say yeah for kids.
What about E.T.?
E.T.
But that's so funny, it's for kids. No, but Gremlins, you just said to recommend it for kids. If you think about it, it's kind of not for kids, but it's just like how we grew up. We were used to seeing crazy shit like that.
Movies for us were like Back to the Future, The Goonies. What you said, Gremlins, Your Mom's Home Videos.
Devin suggested Animal House and Goodfellas.
Animal House, definitely. I think... So wait, is this list that every male should see or every person?
I think we should go males. I mean, we don't need to.
Because that's all we know.
Yeah, that's all we know. Because She's All That is, you know, that I'm sure a woman's going to have a different
mean
list.
Mean Girls will be number one on this
list. Yeah, that's what I mean for chicks.
Yeah.
What about Porky's?
I was going to say Nerds and Porky's. That's what I was going to say.
Revenge of the Nerds is
great. Nerds. Revenge of the Nerds Part 1 or 2. Not the fourth or fifth ones that were on Fox Network.
The first one we do, the first Revenge of the Nerds. I gotta speak in the mic and on the phone.
What about? Are there any? No, I think he can hear you, buddy. He can hear you. What, buddy? What do you think,
buddy?
About any other like more modern,
Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Big Top Pee-wee and shit. All right, so you said more modern,
almost a little bit, you know, like almost shit that we're too old for at the time, but you know.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to think, like stuff that just came out like 10 years ago that you're talking about, like
right.
Those kind of companies.
Something, right. Something that was like a great movie.
What about any of the Marvel movies? No?
For Coming of Age? Or Shaping Your Thought Process?
Carlos, you. I know we got you thinking, but I want to bring something up to you as well, because I had a thought and got in a discussion on set with somebody, and we all kind of agreed on this as the most perfect movie for its genre and impact and everything. But go ahead, what were you going to say, Carlos?
Well, what was the movie?
Well, I want to hear what he was going to bring up. For 10 years ago.
No, I was going to say, that movie that they're coming in age, but kind of old, kind of new, but they're doing remaking it, was Jumanji. Jumanji was dope.
Jumanji.
Jumanji's dope. Yeah, it was dope.
I don't think I've ever seen Jumanji.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why are they remaking it? It's so stupid.
I don't know, but it looks horrible.
Leave it alone. Just be creative. There's so many good ideas in Hollywood.
Yeah. What?
Right, I watched it the other day. Oh, good.
You can't replace Robin Williams. You just can't.
No, not at all. Especially, it's good. It's good. Only thing that's wrong is the CGI, because, you know, it was right when CGI first started up. But
yeah,
it's pretty cool. It's still got a good little
fun. Put Jumanji down. I agree.
I'll put Jumanji down. Any other Robin? Dude, Robin Williams, you'd think there might be some other movies that
I would say Forrest Gump.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, Forrest Gump. Hell yeah.
Forrest Gump might actually be number one on this list, dude.
Your bitch ass dad's a Gump.
I think Forrest.
Do you know what a gump is, Pete?
A gump?
Yeah.
What?
You know what a gump is, right, Carlos?
A gump?
Yeah.
Just a goober, just like a dummy, you know?
No, it's a prison term for like like guys that like take it in the ass but are still tough.
Really?
Like he's a girl. No, you never heard that?
I never heard that, but I like
where,
that.
Where would we hear this? Like, what are you talking about? You never heard that?
I heard this one time, man, from a dude that was in.
That was taken in the ass and pretending he was still a tough guy?
He said, yo, there was some gumps. I'm like, what's a gump?
Are you serious?
It's like a guy that takes in the ass but can, like, he'll fuck you up. You know what I mean?
Jesus.
pretty much is your hard ass mom.
This gump motherfucker.
Your hard ass mom's a gump.
Jeez.
Hey, all right, so here's here's the perfect movie in my opinion.
Okay.
Overall.
Okay.
And now I'm going to make the argument before I drop it.
Okay.
It's the best in its genre, other than Rocky. It's groundbreaking special effects. The story is fucking crazy. It's amazing. And it's beautifully shot, beautifully acted, and it's groundbreaking. What movie comes to mind?
Beautifully shot, groundbreaking. I'm thinking
and it's
Empire of the Sun.
The best movie of its genre.
The best movie of its genre.
Avatar.
The Exorcist.
The Exorcist.
Oh, the
Exorcist.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
yeah, dude.
It's still fucking scary. It was so scary back then. People were leaving the theaters.
Yeah,
it is one of the scariest movies. It's still scary.
Right, right.
To me now,
because it flips you out. It gets in your brain, man.
Oh, and I forgot the other thing: the most perfect score next to Star Wars.
Okay, I like.
Have you
that.
Ever heard the fucking
sure,
Exorcist?
Eerie.
Yeah, I'm gonna put Exorcist on the list. I think that's a good call.
And also, think about it: the special effects were groundbreaking. The story's frightening. The acting is frightening.
Yeah.
The tone it's shot in is unbelievable. The score is amazing, and it's considered the best of its genre.
What do you think about? Because you just mentioned Star Wars, that might be on the list as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just general. I'm just going to put Star Wars, like the movies.
The first three. The first three.
Only because you know, if you're 26 and you've never seen the Star Wars movies, you're going to deal with a lot of shit from people.
And don't forget Jaws.
Who's Han Solo? It's like you don't want to look like a joke.
I have a friend of mine that's never seen it.
I feel like I know that person.
No, I told you about him. You might have met
okay.
him. You might have met him. He came to his shows, but he don't believe in it.
So okay, so
he goes,
okay, so this is and so this list like ever. About like
hey,
well, okay.
Go ahead. What were we gonna say?
No, I was gonna say. So this list is like so if you're. You got to see all these movies before you're 25, otherwise people are going to start talking shit about you.
Well,
I mean, these are like groundbreaking movies. Did you put Jaws on there? Consider Jaws?
I'll put Jaws on there. I was thinking of Jaws before. I think that's a good call too. Jaws is a good one.
By the way, let's call.
You know what movie I hated?
What?
The movie I hated, and I seen it when I was after 25 was Top Gun.
Well, I wouldn't put that down. I wouldn't put that down as one of the top movies.
I had that game on Sega CD or on Sega Genesis.
I hated Top Gun.
It's terrible.
I saw it and I just thought it was horrible.
Yeah, the hardest part was refueling your jet. It's like go fuck yourself.
Can I throw a movie out there? Which I don't know if I just want to throw it out. I don't know if it makes the list.
Yeah.
By the way, in Top Gun, when they were playing volleyball, shit.
Ooh.
be some gumps out there.
Yo, them motherfuckers was tasty, dog.
Gump set spike, man.
There was all kinds of snacks playing volleyball, dog.
A lot of slow motion chewing in that
Yo,
one.
That shit made me moist, homie. No,
just spiking it. Just spiking
what?
It real hard.
God, damn.
Oh, baby, I spiked it raw.
Yo, that shit, man. My dick was all hard and shit.
Any other good 80s movies?
Wait, what I was going to say, I just want to throw this movie out there.
Okay.
It's one of my favorites. I don't know if it makes the list, but I thought Outsiders was one of the best. I mean,
good call, dude. I think that makes the
list. Yeah, man.
Make the list, right?
Oh, dude.
Dude. If you're any type of a dude that grew up and you like hot dudes, that's the movie, man.
Yo.
Yo, that scene.
Yeah. When Jack all dirty shit, when all put it up.
Dude, that's outsiders.
What? That motherfucker was scrumptious.
That definitely makes the list, dude.
Oh.
Any other movie?
How many people are in that movie, man?
Yeah, I know, man. It was Patrick Swayze, Tom Cruise,
Rob Lowe,
yep.
C. Thomas Howell,
boom.
Matt Dillon,
yeah.
Ralph Macchio,
getting it.
Leif Garrett was in it.
Yeah. Emilio Estevez.
Emilio Estevez, yeah. Wasn't Charlie Sheen in it too?
Yeah.
We're both that.
Charlie Sheen was in it.
Are you sure?
I don't think Charlie Sheen was in it.
Wasn't he not?
Who?
Travolta? I thought Charlie Sheen was in it. Maybe he wasn't.
No, Bruce Willis.
No, that's Young Guns.
John Travolta was in it.
Yeah, Estevez is what I was thinking of.
Arnold Schwarzenegger was in it. He played the guy at the 7-Eleven.
Diane Lane.
Diane Lane was in it. Can somebody explain this to me really quick? Did you guys see Justice League, by the way?
I didn't see it. I heard it's not that
good.
Yo, Aquaman, he's off the fucking chain, man. Yo, I saw that. God damn. No,
went in 3D because I had to see him again. I wanted to see the
hell
full flesh.
Yeah, dog. All wet and shit coming out the ocean. No.
just drenched.
Yeah. No. How is Diane Lane? How is Diane Lane Superman's mom, number one?
Yeah, because she's mm-hmm. like.
And Amy Adams is only 11 years younger than Diane Lane.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because Lois Lane is pretty much middle aged.
Yeah.
We have a middle-aged Lois Lane.
Right, which kind of takes away some of the spark.
Yeah. And Diane Lane is fucking hot still. Yeah.
I can't believe she's only 50. Yeah, she's like 51 or something?
Cherry Valance. Yeah, she's probably like, 52.
I didn't realize that she was that close in age to us. Mm-hmm. Diane Lane. I always thought she was hell older.
Yeah. Jim Carrey was in The Outsiders.
Dude, any Jim Carrey. What about Back to the Future?
Outsiders.
Back to the Future.
Back to the Future is good.
Back to the Future is.
Oh, yeah, Back to the Future is strong.
Any Jim Carrey movies?
Mask? Nah.
Jim
That's
Carrey
not like
Mask?
A ground.
With Rocky Dennis?
No, you're thinking of, yeah, Mask. There's The Mask. And then
oh, yeah,
Mask.
Yeah. The one where he plays the guy with
Yo,
the
Yo, Mask face. Is a good call, though, too.
Yeah.
That's with Rocky Dennis, dude.
What about Dumb and Dumber?
I didn't like Dumb and Dumber.
You really? You didn't like it?
Nah, I didn't like
now
it.
Now that this thing works, should I call Luca?
Yeah, I mean you can.
Let's call Luca. No. Let me see if I can get Luca on. And we'll get everybody on this. Hold on, stay on. I'm
Luca's
gonna see
like,
if we can merge
calls. I'm movies. Hold
so on. we got back to. I mean, Back to the Future should be talked about.
If we could get Luca on this, this is gonna be amazing,
dude. Three way that shit, dude.
I'm gonna do it right
It'll
now.
It'll be a four way.
You stay on.
Just fucking gumps everywhere.
All right.
Just all right. Dicks and faces over here.
Hold on, I'm gonna call Luca. Let's see if this works.
I got a top 10 list already filled out here.
I could tell you Luca's right now.
All right,
Saturday Night Fever is definitely on it. Is
let's
it working?
See. Oh, it's ringing.
Let's see if we get him.
Lois, are you still there?
No, I got to merge it.
Oh, okay.
Come on, Spock. Pick up, Spock. Pick up.
I think they were just cold calling people on the podcast now. This
yeah,
is
yeah,
good.
It's good.
I like this. I got a business opportunity for you. Pick up the phone.
I don't know how to do this.
Oh, dude, Luca.
I think I just hung up on Carlos.
Well, dude, we got some good. Got some good movies on the list already. But The Outsiders, good call. Jaws is on the list right now. Star Wars, Exorcist, Jumanji, Revenge of the Nerds. I could probably take off.
Yeah, that's out on there. Rocky's on there.
You think Rocky?
Yeah, absolutely.
What about Back to the Future?
Yeah, Back to the Future, too.
I mean, that's too many movies. Oh, you, Rocky over Back to the Future?
Yeah, Rocky's over Back to the Future.
All right.
Absolutely. You got Star Wars, too. You got to put that in there.
Star Wars.
Just
Wars
put all
not,
the Star Wars.
I'm just putting Star Wars, like, as a generalized.
The Exorcist?
Exorcist is on there.
Oh, the fucking, the Godfather. What about the Godfather?
We gotta it's either Goodfellas or Godfather.
It's not either Goodfellas or Godfather.
You got to pick one. We gweeded up on this podcast. You got to have one.
Listen.
You want to just do Godfather over Goodfellas?
There's a reason.
We'll do Godfather / Goodfellas.
I told you, you can argue the greatest. If you're doing the top 10 movies of all time, six are about Italian Americans.
I understand that.
So what are we supposed to do about that?
I'm just saying, you know.
What, we shouldn't put them on a list?
I just think that the list will be more well-rounded. It'll be more of a well-rounded list if we open the umbrella a little bit more.
I don't care. Your Godfather over Goonies. Are you fucking high?
Goonies isn't even on the list.
Well, should be.
Look.
You got the fucking Gremlins over Godfather?
No. The fucking Gremlins aren't even on this list right now. Right now, I got The Outsiders, Jaws, Star Wars, Exorcist, Jumanji, Rocky, Stand By Me, Neverending Story, Goodfellas, Forrest Gump.
Okay,
that's
we're
a strong ass list.
Yeah, we'll take Jumanji and Stand By Me off.
Okay.
Over fucking The Godfather? Take one of those.
I think Neverending Story should be.
Wait. Are we doing all time flicks? Are we doing the best flicks that you have to see before you're 25 so you don't get shit talked about?
We're talking to 25 year old men that need to see these movies.
Yeah, you need to see these movies.
So Neverending Story is not on this.
Really?
Okay.
I'm going to tell a grown ass man he needs to see fucking Neverending Story.
I'm just saying. You should see that movie.
Well, you guys talked to Brian earlier.
I just feel like I think that's a good call.
We switched the list though. That's a good call if you're talking to 25 year old men and women.
Okay, if
I got my son that's about to fucking be a man.
Okay.
And he's like, Dad, what kind of movies should I watch? Top 10.
I think your son.
I'll be like, you watch Time Bandits.
Time Bandits is strong, by the way.
Yeah.
Baron von Munchausen.
Yeah. What about BMX Bandits?
Okay. Well, then I'm telling a 25-year-old that he has to see The Matrix.
Yeah, Matrix is a good argument. Matrix, you can make an argument for.
I think
absolutely.
That's actually
you gotta
really
watch,
a good one.
You gotta watch
Matrix is groundbreaking, yeah. Put Matrix on there.
Oh, Matrix is on.
Take off Holly Hobby and put on Matrix. Whatever fucking shit you... I swear to God, Pete.
So Jumanji is not on this list right now, or what?
No, take it off.
No.
Okay. And then you want Neverending Story off the list.
Off the list. We can make it. We'll make a separate list of like movies kids should see, your son should see if he's a kid.
All right.
Yeah.
Because don't forget. What about Swingers, dude?
Oh, Swingers. That's a good one too.
Yeah.
That's
you
a good one too.
Because
dude, that's a lot.
You gotta watch.
It deals a lot with a breakup, getting over a breakup, getting back out in the game.
Yeah.
You know. The scene where he's leaving the message over and over, that's shit that you should see before you turn 25 and expose yourself. Swingers is on the list.
Take off Casper the Friendly Ghost and put on fucking Swingers.
And you also, if I'm talking to a 25-year-old, and you have to see Dark Knight.
Shut your fucking nerd ass. I'm going to hang up on you, nerd.
You got to watch Dark Knight. That shit goes. You haven't seen, it's dope. It's a crime drama thriller that happens to have Batman in it. Oh, Logan's dope, too. You got to tell the kids to watch Logan.
We're talking about you're going to put that Batman as the fucking one of the top 10 movies a 25-year-old should see? Man.
Yeah.
Right, is Forrest Gump still on this list?
I think Gump is on this list.
Goodfellas on the list. Swingers, Stand By Me. Is that still on the list?
Keep it for now.
Yeah.
Rocky is definitely on the list.
Rocky's on the list. Matrix is on the list. Exorcist is on the list. Star Wars, that's got to stay.
Yeah, of course.
Jaws and The Outsiders. I think The Outsiders definitely stays.
Jaws, we can definitely. Move. We can maybe move Jaws.
If we need to, we can move Jaws. That'll be the first one out. Okay? We got Jaws.
You
got to
see Tombstone.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
You gotta see Tombstone.
Fucking great. Yeah.
You want me to take Stand By Me or Jaws off for Tombstone?
Take Jaws off for Tombstone.
Yeah,
for now.
I think you're right. I think you're right. That's a wise call. Because I do think Stand By Me is, I mean, there's something still good there.
Well, it's good for little boys, you're walking around, finding dead bodies. It's about... It's a Stephen King.
It's a good finding
Stephen
dead bodies
King wrote
movie.
It.
You know,
fine. It's about male relationships.
Teach you how to deal with dead bodies when you find them and shit.
No, it's a Stephen King story. It's a great story. It's about
and if it's Stephen King, then we could throw Shawshank Redemption up if you want to do a Stephen King flick.
Shawshank's good for a 25-year-old too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right now I got The Outsiders, Tombstone, Star Wars, Exorcist, Matrix, Rocky, Stand By Me, Swingers, Goodfellas, Forrest Gump.
I'm still burping up hot sauce.
That was the funniest burp I've seen. That's hilarious. So, there's more movies out there.
Shawshank is great. Shawshank's a good one.
I've never seen Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you're a 25 year old man, he's got to learn.
I've never seen it.
Oh, The Professional. That's another one too. You got to watch if you're 25.
Come on now, The Professional.
You like The Professional? The Leon, the What's his name? Gary Oldman?
Leon
Anything
Spinks?
Gary Oldman's in, you got to watch it.
What about
Gary Oldman's dope.
What about Coming to America?
Yeah. Oh.
48
Coming
Hours.
Coming to America? I don't know.
Any Eddie Murphy movies?
If you're going to pick an Eddie Murphy movie, who, by the way, is my favorite of all time.
Beverly Hills Cop?
Yeah, I'd have to do
that. How come we haven't even thought of, like, Reservoir Dogs or Pulp Fiction or...
I'm not a fan. I mean, I like Pulp Fiction, but I don't think it's... Mm-hmm. To me, it didn't...
Kill Bill?
I remember, because everybody my age, you know, it was. It kicked off a genre, the Tarantino... That era, that early to mid-90s era of movie making was fucking great.
Reservoir Dogs is good.
Phenomenal.
Though, yeah.
Yeah, but... Ooh,
even if it's a quick... Somebody you didn't direct it. That is dope as shit to me. It's True Romance. That shit is
true. I love True Romance. Rappaport kills that shit.
Yeah, that's a good one, man.
True Romance is one of my favorite movies.
Everybody's in that one too.
Yeah, Christian Slater,
Tom Sizemore.
Oh yeah, kills
it. Killing it.
Kills
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah. Who's Elvis? Someone plays Elvis.
Gandolfini's in
Kilmer
that movie.
Plays Elvis.
What about The Deer Hunter?
Yeah, I mean. That's some real. That's a real educational movie for a 25-year-old. Just learn about a bunch of shit. Now,
if I'm saying to my
learn
son,
about Russian roulette.
If I'm going to say to my son, son, here's some lessons I need you to do. One, yeah. You never give up. Here's Rocky.
Right.
Okay. Two, never sell your friends out ever. All right.
Good fellas.
Well, no, I would give them The Outsiders because okay. the Outsiders to me really shows, you know, especially at that age. You know, you don't sell your boys out. I mean,
right.
You know, they fought. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there's life lessons that men, little 25-year-old men need to learn.
Okay.
Here's one. Never wife up a whore. Here's Pretty Woman.
Hey, and Casino. You can put a Casino on that one, too.
You know, all right, let's do this. Let's put Casino / Goodfellas / Godfather.
Okay. I'll put that.
All right?
Yeah.
Because we're doing that with Star Wars. We could do that.
Okay.
Especially our kids. They're Italian-American.
Yeah, you just
Well, mine will only be a quarter now. Well, no, he'll be like 75% because my wife's Italian. Too,
exactly.
It's good.
You did good. You upped your numbers, bro.
Give him Beer League.
Beer League.
Here's your dad playing third base. Hey, Carlos, are you still at work? You have the best job ever.
I know, my shit goes. You're
making money podcasting, which is like a first.
Because we're not doing that. Actually, where does that money go?
What do you mean?
The Patreon. I never seen 1 cent.
When's the last time you had to pay for anything on?
Okay, okay.
Yeah, it goes to all there. It goes to all there.
I don't know. I've seen you with a new car.
Yeah, I got like a $2,000.
You got a new hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. What the fuck's going on? You got hot sauce coming here? Oh yeah, you just sent it to me. You're getting fucking side.
No, it goes all to pay everything that we do. That's fact. I'll show.
You've got a Visalign on and shit.
Why is it fucking? What happened to the back hair?
Yeah. Why do I have new front shocks on my car?
All right. So this list is doing good. Or are we fizzling out?
No. We're good. The thing is, right now we have The Outsiders, Tombstone, Star Wars, Exorcist, Matrix, Rocky, Stand By Me, Swingers, Goodfellas / Casino / Godfather, and Forrest Gump. So we could add, you know,
Forrest Gump stays, man.
Okay, Forrest Gump.
I gotta say that it's such a great movie.
Yeah, I think the list right now is actually pretty strong. Any other ideas that you have, Carlos?
Nah, man. I mean, like, I'm trying to think like another like a movie that you're it's a must see. I'm trying to think like a must see like you said. I'm talking to a 25 year old dude. Be like, dude, you haven't seen that? You're fucking ridiculous.
But also,
fucking Rambo. First Blood.
What does that teach you?
Oh, right. It is
kill
good.
Everybody.
Yeah. If I had my buddy's phone number, I lost touch with him, but he used to name the whole Baker team.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he used to do it at parties. It was amazing, like by heart.
True Romance is a what's it called? Is a honorable mention, man.
True Romance.
Dude, that movie is just fucking dope.
Any Quentin Tarantino. Well, I'm not again. Pulp Fiction to me was a great movie. I get it was just not one of my favorite. You know,
yeah.
People loved it. Like I said, especially us when we were in our 20s, like when all that shit was coming out.
Yeah.
Everybody was like, dude, mm-hmm. Which really was. It was groundbreaking filmmaking, but
yeah.
I don't know. I just really like. I'm gonna get hella film geek on it though, but I just like True Romance because it has that like early '90s LA. film feel, you know, like Point of No Return with Bridget Fonda. It has that, like, that weird fucking Santa Monica vibe to it. You know what I mean?
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Duly noted.
I liked it.
Duly noted. Let's move on.
I think the list is pretty strong here. I mean, the only one that we were on the fence with to stay on this list was Stand By Me, but I think that should stay.
Unless you could think of a better kid movie.
I mean, also, Carlos.
Coming of Age?
Well, basically, you know, because I like the direction we're going in with the idea of these are
Goonies
movies,
never say
these
die.
These are movies that you know that you'll get life lessons from as you're entering your mid 20s. You know what I mean? Which is like a whole different ball game now.
Right.
You're no longer a kid. Yeah. You're entering early adulthood, and this is like, you know, you're an adult, and this is.
Would
you know,
put Wolf of Wall Street on there too?
Ooh.
Show your kid.
I don't know.
This is what excess does.
Yeah. Teach you how cocaine works.
Excess, then we'll then put less than zero.
Julian gives good head.
any Seth, like in that, was it Seth Rogen and Jonah
Fuck
Hill?
No. All right. Well, Jonah's great.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all great, but I meant that's not.
Yeah.
You know, it's not. If I'm going to do one comedy, this would be my one comedy.
Yeah.
That I would say to my son, watch this.
Yeah.
What would yours be? You get one comedy. Now, my favorite comedy is The Jerk. I love Dumb and Dumber. But this one comedy to me is like fucking.
I would do Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
That's a great one.
I think that's a good one, actually. That should maybe be considered.
Not
as well.
Over Vacation and not over Animal House.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
One comedy that I could tell my kid to watch, Wedding Crashers.
Is what?
Wedding Crashers.
Wedding Crashers is great.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
Wedding Crashers.
I was going to say Easy Money with Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah. Back to School.
Any Dangerfield.
Back to School.
Hey, Jason, I'm going back to school.
I'll tell you. That's good, Pete.
Yeah.
It is good. That was hella good. I was like, is he back?
Yeah, he's back.
Back to school.
Hey, I'm back at the podcast.
Doing the triple Indy.
Yeah.
Dude, I love Back to School. Yeah. Easy Money, though.
Back
great.
To School is one of my favorite movies.
You know,
of all
I am.
Time.
I put the toilets in this joint. the best scene in Easy Money is when they go to the racetrack and the guy's racing the harness racing and you see him dragging his feet because he can't win. He's fixed the race.
Yeah,
and Pesci jumps on the track, starts beating the fuck out of the guy. Because people don't remember Pesci's in it.
Yeah,
he's Rodney's best friend.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That's good shit.
Driving
man.
Around with the wedding cake in the van. Tyler Negron's the Puerto Rican guy that married his daughter.
Yeah.
That's right.
He was great. He was really good.
The thing
he was,
too is,
you know, he was great in Last Boy Scout.
Last Boy
I liked
Scout,
him in Last
he was great too, man.
Yeah.
But you know what's funny is when they're at the wedding and it's such a such an Italian thing, especially up there with the they're all in that little ass yard.
Yeah.
All the Italian.
Yeah, yeah. It's amazing. Anything else?
I'm trying to. No, I don't know. I don't know anything else that I can.
I kind of like our list as it stands right now, guys. I think we actually did pretty good over here. Carlos, what else is going on, man? You want to. Tell us about anything happening live. You're a fan favorite, a podcast favorite here.
What do you plug? You got anything to plug?
You want to plug your job?
Do I have anything to plug?
I'll
be at the Punchline December 16th.
Oh, did you just hang up on him? That's hilarious. Yeah, look for Carlos featuring for somebody at the Punchline. In San Francisco or Sacramento, we're not
Let
sure.
Let me call him back.
That was hilarious. Doing bits.
He just texted me.
Dude, yeah, just leave it. Oh, okay. That was hilarious.
I didn't know that you hung up with me till you called me back.
So go ahead. You're,
I was still
you're
talking.
At, you're at the Punchline one December what?
December.
Good. Guys, that was Carlos Rodriguez calling in. You can leave it there. That's hilarious.
Nah, come
dude.
On.
It's,
gotta,
nice dude, it's a great
no,
bit.
No.
You got to know when to walk away from a good bit.
No! I gotta, he's got to put his things
people
in.
People can find him. People can find out. I want
You fucking dirty bitch from nowhere. I quit comedy last year.
No, seriously, go ahead, man. What's the point? Go ahead, man. We won't fuck with you.
I'm going to come kick with you guys. I'm going to see if we're going to be in the studio next week. How about that?
Yeah, come in. Nice. You want to come on next week?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'll come in town next week. I'll be in town over the next 4 or 5 days.
Yo, seriously, though, bro. When are you at the punchline? Did he hang up on us? Dude, he reversed it.
No, the call failed.
Yeah, he reversed it.
Oh, well, we'll leave it.
Oh, whatever.
He's at the punchline December 19th.
I want to do Pete's Tweets here, brought to you by JR's Ocean Bar and Grill in Seaside Heights. Make sure you go get some Ruka's Pizza. Ask for Kevin or Brian Stewart. They'll take care of you. They got great muscles there as well. Go to JR's Bar and Grill.
You know who else has great muscles?
Uh-oh.
Who? You.
Oh,
that
that's
shirt.
Right. That's right. I want to welcome, once again, Steamboat Willie, Colin Aronofsky, for supporting the Patreon page. Ask you guys if you guys can. Even if it's $1 a month, whatever you can do, you can see some behind-the-scenes footage. And stuff.
We still
want to
put the picture of your cock.
I think we should do that.
I think we should.
I'm actually turning a corner on that.
But it's just. It's
going to be a picture of me and my huge cock. That's what we'll do. We'll, I'm thinking about it. I want to shout out the Frigiano and Adiz Nuts. They all gave us some awesome Thanksgiving wishes, as well as Abdullahad.
Revolution Graphics. Abdullahad is coming to my Cleveland show. By the way, December 23rd.
Okay.
I'm at the Kent Stages. In Kent, Ohio.
Okay.
And then the following week, New Year's Eve, I'm at the Stress Factory in New Jersey.
Awesome. Hey, so Brack, who we know and love, longtime listener.
Jesus, man.
He says that he loved that over half the list that we made the last show, which is the people that we hate at holidays, parties, half of the list was Brett.
Yo.
Next.
Yo, all right. That time I didn't hang up. Did you hang up on us?
No.
All right, hurry up. Get your dates in.
Yeah, tell us when you're going to be at the punchline.
The middle of December.
That's amazing. Oh God. All right, so so Brack says that, you know, everyone on the list was you. I wanted to shout out Nancy Gauci.
I don't think Brack likes me. I think I annoy Brack.
Jason Vargas says he's definitely the wedge person at dinner, and his mother in law and sister in law are definitely the game rule sticklers. Ugh. Guys, make sure you go to allcomedytshirts.com to grab your on the list t-shirts. Yes, and go to patreon.com/YOTL to support the podcast. We appreciate you.
Dude,
guys,
this was fun, man.
It was fun, dude. You know, it was like, honestly, bro, it's a crazy time in the country right now. A lot of vitriol and all, you know, sexual harassment, whatever. It was nice to be able to come to the Comedy Store with you, meet up, and just have some laughs and pull Carlos's chain a little bit.
Why you gotta do all that?
I'm just saying. This has been really, really nice. The top 10 movies you should see by the time you're 25. At number 10, The Outsiders. At number 9, Tombstone. Number 8, the Star Wars movies. Number 7, The Exorcist. Number 6, Matrix. Number 5, Rocky. Number 4, Stand By Me. Number 3, Swingers. Number 2, Goodfellas, Casino, and Godfather. And of course, number 1, Forrest Gump.
Put Forrest Gump at number 1.
Dude, a lot of life lessons there, dude. A lot of life lessons there, man. You got to learn about AIDS and fucking, you know, becoming a great football player and shit.
Running, just jogging everywhere.
Come on, motherfucker. Let's see if we can get him one more time. No, I think you should. Dude, you gotta leave it where it lies,
pal.
No,
this is great.
Anyway, get a track lined up
for
us.
Man?
Go to BrettErnst.com.
You know what? I'm going to text him just so we can plug his dates.
No.
Oh, wait, here we go.
Let's see what happens here.
Should I do it again?
Yeah, I think you should.
Yeah.
What are those fucking dates, man? We keep getting disconnected.
I know you know you're not.
Yeah, no, come on. A punchline December what?
I don't know.
No, hurry up. No, seriously. Seriously, we're winding down. December 19th. Is it the punchline in Sacramento or San Francisco?
Sac, yeah. I'm in Sac.
Okay. December what? 19th?
I think it's the 16th or the 18th.
All right, good.
December 16th
or
the 18th.
We got a good window.
All right, we love you.
We love you, Carlos.
Later, buddy.
All right, I'll see you guys next week. All right, love you guys.
So go to hairandteeth.com, go to breadearns.com, and you know, you got Brett's show coming up, the New Year's show in Jersey, and then, of course, the big Christmas show in Cleveland. Dude, pull up a nice track. We got to get out of here.
Let's do something. All right, I got something. Oh, wait, I got something.
And, guys,
I got something.
Keep
sharing
the podcast.
This is going to catch everybody out of left field.
Keep sharing the podcast. If you're in Calgary, come see me and Santino and Theo Vaughn tonight.
Really?
Yeah. It's going to be great.
You know, the only thing about pulling this one song up is the beginning is too...
And Mike Young.
Oh, Mike's... Oh, yeah, that's...
Never mind. Dude.
I wish I could have made it. All right, let's just do this. Ready?
We love you guys.
All right.
DJ. There we go.
Josie's on a vacation far away.
Guys, make sure you call your mom.
Come around and talk it over. So many things that... I just want to use your love tonight. I don't want to lose your love tonight. I ain't got many friends left to talk to. The way's a room and I'm in trouble. You know what the way.
Thank you guys again for listening, man. We love you.
Stay alive and keep it under.
By the way,
you know, this song's about cheating. You know that, right? His girl's out of town, and now he's cheating. It's really not a love song. Anyways, listen, we love you. Make sure you call your moms. God bless.